Hezekiah sent word to all Israel and Judah, and also wrote letters to Ephraim and Manasseh, that they should come to the house of the Lord in Jerusalem to celebrate the Passover to the Lord God of Israel. For the king and his princes and all the assembly in Jerusalem had decided to celebrate the Passover in the second month, since they could not celebrate it at that time, because the priests had not consecrated themselves in sufficient numbers, nor had the people been gathered to Jerusalem. So the decision was right in the sight of the king and all the assembly. So they established a decree to circulate a proclamation throughout Israel, from Beersheba to Dan, that they are to come to celebrate the Passover to the Lord God of Israel in Jerusalem. Celebrated it in great numbers, as was written. The couriers went throughout Israel and Judah with the letters from the hand of the king and his princes, even according to the command of the king.
Do not be like your fathers and your brothers, who were untrue to the Lord. God of their fathers, so that he made them an object of horror, just as you see. Now do not stiffen your neck like your fathers, but yield to the Lord and enter his sanctuary, which he has consecrated forever, and serve the Lord your God, that his burning anger may turn away from you. For if you return to the Lord, your brothers and your sons will find compassion in the presence of those who led them captive, and will return to this land. For the Lord your God is gracious and compassionate, and will not turn his face away. Return to him. So the couriers passed from city to city, through the country of Ephraim and Manasseh, and as far as Zebulun. But they laughed at them with scorn and mocked them. Never to give
many people were gathered at Jerusalem to celebrate the feast of unleavened bread in the second month. A very large assembly. They got up and removed the altars which were in Jerusalem. They also removed all the incense altars and threw them into the brook Kidron. Then they slaughtered the Passover lambs on the 14th of the second month. And the priests and Levites were ashamed of themselves and consecrated themselves and brought burnt offerings to the house of the Lord. They stood at their stations following their custom according to the law of Moses, the man of God. The priests sprinkled the blood which they received from the hand of the Levites. There were many in the assembly who had not consecrated themselves. Therefore the Levites were in charge of the slaughter of the Passover lambs for everyone who was unclean, in order to consecrate them to the multitude of the people, many from Ephraim and Manasseh, who is a car and Zebulun, had not purified themselves. Yet they ate the Passover contrary to what was written. For Hezekiah prayed for them, saying, may the good Lord pardon everyone who prepares his heart to seek God, the Lord God of his fathers, though not according to the purification rules of the sanctuary. So the Lord heard Hezekiah and healed the people. Unleavened bread for 7 days with great joy, and the Levites and the priests were praising the Lord day after day with loud instruments to the Lord. Then Hezekiah spoke encouragingly to all the Levites who showed good insight in the things of the Lord. So they ate for the appointed 7 days, sacrificing peace offerings and giving thanks to the Lord God of their fathers. Then the whole another seven. themselves. All the assembly of Judah rejoiced with the priests and the Levites and all the assembly that came from Israel, both the strangers who came from the land of Israel and those living in Judah. So there was great joy. Then the Levitical priest stood and blessed the people, and their voice was heard, and their prayer came to his holy dwelling place.